Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most visually stunning and exam important topics on the whole specification, coastal landscapes. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel or OCR, the core content is the same, and by the end of this episode you'll have everything you need to tackle those exam questions with real confidence. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. Coastlines are shaped by a whole range of physical processes working together. And that word together is really important because examiners love to see you make connections between processes. We're talking about weathering, mass movement, erosion, transport, and deposition. These five groups of processes are your foundation. Learn them and everything else slots into place. Let's begin with weathering. And be careful here because this is one of the most common places candidates lose marks. Weathering is the breakdown of rock in situ. That means in place, without the material being moved. There are three types. Mechanical weathering, also called physical weathering, includes freeze-thaw action, where water enters cracks, freezes, expands by about 9%, and widens the crack over repeated cycles. Chemical weathering involves rainwater, which is slightly acidic, dissolving minerals in rocks like limestone and chalk. This is called carbonation. And biological weathering is where plant roots or burrowing animals physically break rock apart. Now, here's the key exam point. Weathering prepares material for erosion and mass movement. It weakens the rock. Erosion then removes it. Don't confuse the two. Next up, mass movement. This is when material moves downslope under gravity. The two types you need for GCSE are sliding, where a block of material moves suddenly along a slip plane, and slumping, also called rotational slip, where saturated material rotates and slumps down the cliff face, leaving a curved scar. Slumping is really common on soft rock coastlines, like the cliffs at Holderness in East Yorkshire. And Holderness is a named example you absolutely must know, so keep that in mind. Now, erosion. This is where waves physically wear away the coastline, and there are four processes. First, hydraulic action. This is the sheer force of waves crashing into cracks in the cliff. The compressed air and water in those cracks exerts enormous pressure, widening them over time. Second, abrasion, sometimes called corrasion. This is where sediment carried by waves acts like sandpaper, grinding away at the cliff face. Third, attrition. This is where rocks and pebbles carried by the sea collide with each other, gradually becoming smaller and more rounded. And fourth, solution, also called corrosion. This is the chemical dissolving of rock, particularly limestone and chalk, by slightly acidic seawater. A quick memory trick for the four erosion processes. HAAS. Hydraulic action, abrasion, attrition, solution. HAAS, like the avocado brand, but hopefully more useful in an exam. Once material has been eroded, it needs to be transported. There are five transport processes. Traction, large boulders rolled along the seabed. Saltation, smaller pebbles bouncing along in a leapfrog motion. Suspension, fine sand and silt carried within the water. Solution, dissolved minerals carried invisibly in the water. And longshore drift. This is the big one. Longshore drift is the process by which sediment is moved along the coastline. Waves approach the shore at an angle, driven by the prevailing wind, and the swash carries sediment up the beach at that same angle. But the backwash, pulled straight back by gravity, returns perpendicular to the shore. This zigzag movement gradually transports sediment along the coast. In the UK, the prevailing wind is from the southwest, so longshore drift generally moves sediment from west to east along the south coast, and from south to north along the east coast. And finally in this section, deposition. This happens when waves lose energy and drop the sediment they're carrying. It creates our depositional landforms, beaches, spits, and bars. Deposition occurs in sheltered areas, where wave energy is low, or where there's a sudden change in direction of the coastline.